Amen, amen. Thank you, ushers. Isn't God good? It doesn't get old to me saying that, but it more so doesn't get old to me that we chant that after we say it, because we need to be reminded every day that God is always good. He's always good all of the time. If you have your Bibles this evening, I want you to go ahead and grab those. I encourage you to get those. I will reference many scriptures, and I only gave them my text, but I will reference many, so maybe you can jot it down or go over to it just to see if you want to go back and read that after our service is over this evening. I encourage you to do so. I want to preface, I guess, with this question. Does anybody love being blessed by God? Nice shirt, Brother Jonathan. I like your shirt. Amen. Amen. I like being blessed by God. Anybody else? Well, I don't care what it is. I don't care what kind of blessing it is. I know we always go to money immediately, but it doesn't matter. If I can stay out of the hospital, I want to stay out of the hospital. Amen. If I can keep my tires going longer than they need to, bless the name of Jesus. Amen. If I can stay out of a wreck, Lord, let me stay out of a wreck. Bless me, Lord. Have favor upon me. I love the blessings of God. I love to have breath and life. I don't like laying on the floor in the middle of the night in the bathroom. Amen. I want to be blessed. God, let that stuff go away. Amen. I want to be blessed. Look at your neighbor. Say, I like being blessed. Amen. Psalms 112 is where we'll begin reading. I read 10 verses of scripture here. Psalms 112. And I'm going to be talking about the blessings of God. The blessings of God. I don't know about you. Obviously, some of you, I heard you, but I want the blessings of God continually. I don't want them some of the time. I want them all the time. Amen. And I believe there is a way to make sure that that is how our life is lived. Though there are trials, though there are situations and problems, the blessings of God can remain. Amen. 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 Psalms 112 and verse 1, it says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in the house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guideth his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed. Somebody say his heart's fixed. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to move on. I had something to say about that, but I'm not going to say it. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. I lost my place. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemy. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. That's pretty awesome right there. He shall gnash with teeth and melt away, and desire of the wicked shall perish. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Listen to that again. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Amen. Amen. The blessings of God. The blessings of God is what we're going to talk about this evening. It is most definitely noteworthy or important to mention that from the very beginning of the world, God has been a blessing God. He's been a God of blessing. He's been a God that has poured out blessing. Even in the days of Adam and Eve, he has been a God of blessing. If you have your Bibles, Genesis 1 and verse 22, just a few examples here for the next couple of minutes. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. It began with, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. In the days of Noah, after the flood, God was a God of blessing. Genesis 9 and verse 1, and God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. Then 10 generations later, rises up Abraham, the friend of God. And God blessed his life. Genesis 12 and verse 2, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless thee. Verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. He's a blessing God from the very beginning. We could conclude that, Brother Ashley, that our God is a blessing God. We'll go on. Genesis 14 and verse 9. Melchizedek, king of Salem, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Verse 20, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand, and he gave him tithes of all. Amen. God allowed the tradition to continue on to Abraham's grandson, Jacob, in Genesis chapter 27 and verse 28, or chapter 27, verse 28. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of the heavens and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Verse 29, let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curse thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And Jacob continued to hunger after the blessing of God all the days of his life, until it eventually got him into the greatest battle of his life. But what I want you to understand, Jacob continued to hunger after the blessings of God. I'm going to try to stay to my notes, but I want to continue to hunger after the blessings of God. I don't want to get here, receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, start living a great and wonderful life, peace and joy and hope and things come into my life, and then I just quit pursuing the blessings of God. I want to be blessed. I want to be blessed when I'm in this house. I want to be blessed when I'm outside of this house. I want my children to be blessed. I want my wife to be blessed. I want you to be blessed in the name of Jesus. I want this church to be blessed. I want us to be blessed. But we have to hunger after the blessing of God. Genesis 32 and verse 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. I want to be blessed, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get blessed. I'm going to pull, shove, fight, yank, whatever I got to do. Doesn't matter how powerful you are. I want to be blessed. I'm hungry for blessing. In Genesis 48, Joseph brings his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, to Jacob. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, they are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. And he said, bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. Praise God. Number 6, verse 22. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise we shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And I'm not singing the song. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon them, upon thee, and give thee peace. The blessings of God. Are you hungry for the blessings of God?
Amen.
Amen. The Lord continued to speak to Moses and prove to him that he wanted mankind to be blessed. In Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 26. Behold, I set before thee this day a blessing and a curse. Listen to verse 27. If you have your Bibles, I encourage you, just take some time to get to it. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 27. I want you to underline it or circle it, whatever you got to do. Deuteronomy 11, verse 27. I know it's on the screen, but a blessing. If ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God. Let's listen to that. A blessing. If ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God. First of all, let's go back to 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Listen to that. A blessing. Here's the blessing. If ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I have commanded you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known. So it's very simple. You have two choices. If you want to be blessed, follow my commandments. If you don't want to be blessed, don't follow my commandments. And follow the world is what it's saying. Follow everything that you don't know. Follow everything that maybe you have known before. Going back to it. Going back a dog. Going back to its vomit. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is instructing here, if you want to be blessed, then you got to follow the commandments of God. And that's what it's saying in this particular scripture. King David, first of all, I want to say this. I've talked about it a little bit, but I choose to be blessed. I do. Do you guys choose to be blessed?
Yes.
What about you?
Yes.
Y'all choose to be blessed?
Yes.
I choose to be blessed. Well, in order to choose to be blessed, I got to do some stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Amen? Yes. I've got to make some decisions and I've got to have some action. There's got to be something that I do to be blessed. Amen? Do you believe that?
Yes.
That's not Darrenology, that's the Word of God.
Yeah.
If I want to be blessed, there's things that I have to do to be blessed. Amen. It's not just going to show up one day. I've got to do some things to be blessed. All right? King David aggressively pursued the blessing of God. That's what I want to be like. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 29. Therefore, now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. Listen to that. Therefore, now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. As we move into the New Testament, as we dive into the New Testament, we find that God is still leading people to blessing in the same manner that he did in the Old Testament. So I want you to get your Bibles moved over to Romans chapter 4 and verse 7. Romans chapter 4 and verse 7. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute, charge you with sin. Will not impute sin. Every time I repent and the Lord forgives me, I can call myself blessed. Every time. Has anybody stumped their spiritual toe before? Amen? Has anybody made a mistake this week? Raise your hand. It's okay. We're not going to go over in the back corner and get, and you're not going to confess your sins through a screen. We've all messed up. We're human. That's what happens. But every time that we ask God to forgive us, he forgives us, and I can count myself blessed.
Yes.
And that's enough to kick your heels together. That's enough to get excited and be joyous about. I'm blessed. If he never does another thing. A young man on Friday night at the young adults rally that I preached, he made that statement. If God never blesses me with any monetary thing, if he never blesses me with any kind of car, any kind of health, if he doesn't do anything else, but he saved my soul, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I am excited that he blessed me. Praise God. There's some in this place that, man, you got revelation of who God really is. You're blessed. Amen. You are blessed because the world in which we live, even the Christian world, tries to push people to another direction. But the God says, the Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." And when you gain that revelation from the Word of God, man, you're blessed. Amen. It has nothing to do with the United Pentecostal Church. It has nothing to do with Pentecostalism. It's the Word of God. It's Bible doctrine. It's His truth. When you can open up the book and you can find that truth in God's Word, you're blessed, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Amen. Give a little hand clap of praise. I want you to go to Matthew chapter 5. Very familiar. Be at some very important scriptures here. But I want us to look at something. I'll go through them quickly. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they which persecute for righteousness' sake, or persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. I want the blessing of God on my life. I want the blessing of God upon your life. And if it is my heart's desire to keep them there, I have to follow the Lord's recipe for that to happen. Amen. Amen. So, if I want the blessings of God to be upon my life, I desire that. You desire that. You want that. If that's the case, then there's something that we've got to follow and we've got to do to make sure that the blessings of God are upon our life. Amen? So let's look at it. Psalms 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed are those who live his word, ladies and gentlemen. When you are blessed, God shall supply all your need. When you're blessed, God shall supply all your need. Amen? We must treasure. I'm talking like, I don't even know what example to give. I can remember getting my very first shotgun. And there's a picture somewhere. I saw it during the passing of my mom, and I was in the living room, and my dad gave me this shotgun, and I had a Mr. Getty shirt on. My blonde hair is about right here, and man, I screamed. I was so excited, and I treasured that. I still have that gun. You got to treasure it like we got to treasure the blessing of God in that form and fashion. Something you don't ever want to get rid of. Something you don't want to ever slip through your fingers. Something that you don't want it to ever lose its love. I love and cherish and desire the blessings of God. Amen? Amen? When you look over your life, you can say, I'm blessed. Or can you say that? When you look over your life, can you say, I'm blessed? I can look across this building and I can see people. I know you're blessed. I hope that you know you're blessed. I hope that you realize it. We've got to understand that we're blessed. And when we're blessed, we got to think about being blessed. Man, I remember when he blessed me.
I remember when God changed my, man, I'm blessed. You have to think about it, and you have to get excited about it and let it overwhelm you and cherish and hold on to that blessed feeling. Amen? How many of you get excited when you get blessed financially? Now quit being modest. How many of you get excited when you get blessed? I mean, I've heard about raises, and I'm telling you, there's raises that I've heard of and bonuses that I've heard of that I don't know, okay? I don't understand some of that stuff because I haven't worked in that world, okay? The biggest raise I got was about $10 when I worked at Gap, and the only reason I got that is because I moved from the Gap in Texas to the Gap in St. Louis, and because the cost of living was higher, they gave me, I thought it was a raise, so I was making a whole lot more money, but I wasn't. But my dumb little naive 19-year-old self, man, I was kicking my heels because I was making more money. So now if you love and like getting, we get excited about when it's padding our pockets. Amen? We need to get excited about every kind of blessing. Amen? Amen. I understand it. I do too. Who doesn't like a $100 handshake? My good Lord, have mercy. If you want to give one of those, I'm receiving tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm messing around. I'm truly messing around. But we get excited about those $100 handshakes. We get excited about that. But I want us to get excited about every blessing. I'm talking about when you come in downtrodden and broken and hurting, and you walk to the altar, and man, God gave you joy unspeakable and full of glory, just like you had it the first time you received the Holy Ghost. We need to get excited about that blessing. It's the same blessing of God. God's blessing. He's pouring out his blessings upon us. Praise the Lord. We need to cherish those and get excited about those. When you look over your life, can you say, I am blessed? When you look back over your life and you think things over, the song says, I can truly say I've been blessed. I've got a testimony about being blessed. I've got somebody needs to hear about my blessing that I received. I got something to tell you. I'm excited about it. Brother Ashley, I want to encourage you. You were blessed. God changed you. God restored you. God renewed you. Would you please never, ever, ever stop being excited about being blessed? Amen. 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 Sister Bobby, you're blessed. You are so blessed. Right now, you could not be here. I'm talking about from a long time ago when you were a kid. You could not be here, but today you're here in a horrible car accident that could have taken her life. But I look at her here today, and though she's going through all kinds of turmoil and hurt and pain, she's blessed here today. She truly is. My wife, again, blessed here today. It doesn't matter the blessing, though it's a $100 handshake, or though it's a blessing in your home, though it's a blessing with your car. When God blesses, let's cherish those blessings, get excited about those blessings, and talk about them. Tell somebody about, my God's a blessing God, and he's blessed me, and he can bless you. And let me tell you about the blessings of God. Song says, when I rise up in the morning, or I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. If that's a tornado warning, tell us to dive under the pews, okay? That would not be a blessing. Praise God. Maybe it would be. You never know. Just as there are things that send blessings my way, there are things that block blessings from coming my way. Amen? And I'm excited about all the other stuff, but I want us to really lend our ears and our hearts for the next couple of minutes. Whatever I've got to change to have blessing in my life, I think the attitude needs to be, I want to change it. Yes, amen? Amen? Whatever I've got to do to make sure that there's no blocking of blessing, then I want to make sure I do it. Amen. Amen? Amen? And this is where you and I have got to evaluate.
We got to get out the pencil and begin to add things up and look at our life. And man, what am I doing? Could it be that this is keeping the blessing out of my life? Could it be that this is stopping the blessing from coming into my life? Everything. Somebody say everything.
Everything,
everything belongs to Him.
Yes.
You know something? I'm going to stop. If you got a pen, if you can find a pen, if you can borrow a pen, get you a pen. I'm going to do this. This was not intended to be done, but this is what I'm going to do. I want us to do this. If you got a pen, if you got a phone, whatever you got, iPad, get it out. I'm serious. Everybody in the building. Sound booth to side to side, to, if you can hear in the hallways. I want you to write this down. I want you to first write everything belongs to Him. Everything. Come on, some of y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Get your phones out. Goodness gracious. My Lord, have mercy. People looking at each other. I can't make you, but I would really enjoy it if you did. Everything belongs to Him. Family belongs to Him. Our bodies, from the sole of our foot to the very top piece of hair, if you have any. Doesn't matter how thin it is, Brother Tommy. Okay? It's the very top one, whichever one's the tallest. Our body belongs to Him. Our mind belongs to Him. Our spirit belongs to Him. These things are in my notes, but I did not intend for you to write them down, but I want you to. If you're in this church, especially because of the way that we orchestrate things and we try to help you grow and move in the direction of servanthood and ministry, your ministry, your life of ministry, when God saved you, filled you with His Holy Ghost, gave you the Holy Ghost, you entered into a life of sacrificial giving. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about sacrificial giving of your life, of your time and your talent. Amen? And so your ministry, your ability, what you can do for the kingdom of God, it belongs to Him. You don't do it for me. You don't do it for Truth Church. You do it for Him. This church that you go to, it all belongs to Him. And this is what the most important thing I want you to type out or write out. I want you to write this out. I can't take it lightly. I can't take it lightly. Praise God. Everything belongs to Him. And so whatever I've got to do to make sure that I'm blessed, I want to make sure I do it. I want to follow the recipe in every area. In my family, I want to follow the recipe. With my body, I want to follow the recipe. In my mind, I want to follow the recipe. The Bible says to study to show thyself approved, rightly dividing the word of the truth. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. I've got to make sure that I'm following the script, if you will, in order to be blessed. Amen? So my spirit, I want to follow it with my spirit. I want to follow it in my ministry. As the body of Christ, I want to collectively link up with my brothers and my sisters and say, not just be my own self, by myself, and I'm Mr. Individual. I want to say, listen, brother, listen, sister, let's link up together and let's make sure we're doing everything as a collective body of Christ so that we can be a blessed church. Amen. We've got to alter our thinking. Somebody say the blessings of God. When we can live our lives as a sacrifice unto Him, knowing that everything we have in this life is nothing more than the blessing of God and the favor of God. Praise God. It's the blessing and favor of God. You have your job, not because you're smart and you had a great GPA out of college and
and they looked for you and found you and they hired you. That's not why you have what you have. That's not why that your 401k is padded. No, the reason that you have all of that is because in Him we live and move and have our being. Amen. He blesses us with the thought process. He blesses us with the ability. He blesses us with the desire to make ourselves smarter by studying and going to college and all of those different elements and things that we do. But it all starts with what He allows to happen. Amen? Amen. Somebody say amen if you believe that. Amen. Matthew 11 and verse 6. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Blessed is the man with self-control. Amen? Husbands, elbow your wife, and wife, elbow your husband, and say, have self-control, hon. Amen. James 1 and verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in some of his ways. Amen. All of his ways. God detests. Write that down, detest. He detests. Circle it a bunch of times. Put some exclamations on the back of it. Whatever you got to do. God detests unholiness. So therefore, God will bless the man that rids himself of an unholy lifestyle, unholy things. There's no possible way. If you are doing anything that is unholy according to God's word, not according to Darren Gilbert, not unholy according to the United Pentecostal Church, but unholy to the word of God. I'm talking about everything. On the inside, most importantly. On the outside, secondly. Whatever. And if you'll read the word, and you'll study the word, and you'll fall in love with Jesus Christ. I'm talking head over heels, over and over and over and over again. Then there's going to be things that you rid yourself of. Not because a church says so, because this church is not going to do that. I'm not going to. I'm going to teach things about being holy, and I'm going to encourage you to live holy, but I'm not going to make you be holy. Not one way or another. It will never happen. Not from this pulpit. Amen? Because if I try to make you or charge you or beat you over the head to be holy or manipulate you into being holy, that's going to last a year, a month, maybe 5 years. And eventually, you'll be gone. So that's why I tell people all the time, man, it got tighter than a drum in this place just now. The reason I tell people I'm a relationship preacher and a pastor is because I encourage you to build the relationship yourself. Don't ever take my word for it. If you will build the relationship yourself, you will rid yourself of, not because pastor says so. Some of you have been here since I became pastor and you hadn't heard me do it once. I've been very pointed at times. Amen. But I'm never going to make you be holy, but I am going to encourage you according to God's word to be holy. And I'm going to encourage you to study to show yourself approved. You've heard me say this in the past, many years ago now, that ignorance is not bliss. The fact of the matter is, the God that you and I serve despises, detests, it makes him sick, unholiness. And so I want to make sure I'm walking right, living right, consuming things that are right. I'm talking about in the mind, in the eyes. Amen. Things I listen to, how I walk, talk, live, whatever I do, who I hang around with. I want to make sure that nothing I do is unholy. Am I human and am I going to make mistakes? You better believe it. And that's why that scripture's in the Bible. You have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Okay? So you can run back to him and say, man, I failed. I messed up. And you can find that help and that hope afresh. Amen?
Amen?
But it's important if we want to live a blessed life, then what we must do as men and women of God is we must rid ourselves of all things that are not pleasing and unholy. Amen?
Amen.
Proverbs 28 and verse 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessing. A faithful man shall abound with blessing. But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. You wrote that word detest down. God detest. Let's be honest with you, okay? God detests it, but Pastor Darren detests it too, okay? God detests, dislikes, hates unfaithfulness. So therefore, God will bless the man that is faithful in all things. Amen? We got to be faithful. And we got to rid ourselves of things that keeps us from being faithful. Faithful to the house of God. Faithful in prayer. Faithful in being a testimony, being a witness to those outside of the household of faith. Amen? I want to be faithful in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go ye therefore into all and let's preach the gospel. Amen? What if there's anything that keeps us from doing that, let's rid ourselves of that. That's just not in my personality. God, help my personality be excited about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help me, Lord, get excited about sharing the testimony that you gave me. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. I wouldn't be blessed if it wasn't for you. I wouldn't have joy if it wasn't for you. I'd still be living a depressed and a gross and a downtrodden life. But Lord, you did. So God, help me get excited about that. Somebody clap your hands unto the Lord. Now everybody's going to like this one and be cut. See, I should have thought about this before I put this in there. But everybody's going to be on vacation this weekend now because of this one right here. I knew I was going to get one amen on that one. Blessed is the man that rests. Blessed is the man that rests. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If there's things that keep you from resting, things that keep you from sleeping, from having peace, then you got to give them to God. That's what the Bible just said. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Whatever it is, if you're broken, if you have a hard time, I'm talking about broken in spirit. Don't hold on to that. Bring it unto the Lord. When I have an altar call and maybe you have turmoil in your family, don't stay in your pew. Walk to an altar and say, God, I need some rest from all of this heavy burden that's in my life.
Yes.
Mr. Fix-It, quit trying to fix it. Amen? Yes. Mrs. Fix-It, quit trying to fix it. The Bible says give it unto him. Amen?
Amen?
If you're overwhelmed, take a day off. Amen? If the job and stuff and things are keeping you from putting it in his hands, take a day off if you have to and put it in his hands.
Amen?
Amen. Well, I got to keep on. I get it. I'm the keep on guy right here. I like to keep on keeping on. I promise you. But you got to stop sometimes and say, Lord, I need some rest. I can't do this. I got to have your help. And that's what the book says. Come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take this, Jesus. I'm hurting and broken. I can't make it on my own. If you have your own business, if you have your own people that you manage and there's a bunch of problems and issues, why don't you take it to the Lord? Amen? Why don't you put it in his hands and allow him to give you rest? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm hurrying. I got 14 minutes. Malachi chapter 3. I knew we were getting there. I promise you, you knew we were getting there. Malachi chapter 3. I want to be a blessed giver. I want to be excited about giving. I want to be joyous about giving. Amen. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed you? Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke, listen to this, most important part of the scripture, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall come, shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. And all nations shall call you blessed. I don't have to explain it. You see what we got to do. Amen. The Bible says if we want blessing that we don't have room enough to receive, then we have to be a giver. Amen. And we have to do it how he tells us to do it, the recipe that he gives us. Amen. This is not church hungry time. It's not what it is. It's talking about living a blessed life. It's talking about being blessed. I serve a God that is a blessing God. Amen. He's a one and only true God, and he is a blessing God. He blesses you, and he blesses me when we follow the recipe, if you will, the checklist to make sure that blessing comes our way. There are some people that God cannot bless, and there are some people that God cannot refrain from blessing. I want to be that person. Amen? I want to be that church. Praise God. I want to be that family. I want to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that I am doing and abiding by and making sure, not to get the blessing, but I just want to make sure I'm pleasing God. And when I'm pleasing God, the blessing is going to be bestowed. Amen? Amen. Somebody say amen if you believe that. Amen. I believe that today. God is bound by his word. God is bound by his word. And when he's bound by his word, what we can pull from that is he blesses someone that's a giver. Wherein have you robbed me? Tithe and offering. But then it tells us, when we do what we're supposed to do, he blesses in a way that we don't have room enough to receive. And so we could conclude that he blesses a giver. Our God that gives blessing, he blesses those that give. And so I'm going to be a giver. Amen? Amen. I'm going to make sure that it is a box that I check off every single time that I'm in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So when I was a child, I spake as a child. But I became a man, I put away childish things. And when I was a child, I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. I gave in Sunday school. I gave in regular church back in the day when we had two services. I gave. It was most of the time the money they gave me. But I can recall when I finally got it for myself. I can recall when it finally took root in my spirit that I can never outgive God. God is a blesser. And I believe because we value the money thing so much, that's how he likes to speak to us sometimes. Does he bless us other ways? Most definitely. But I believe he gets our attention. You've heard the old saying, put your money where your mouth is. He didn't come up with that, but he abides by that for you and me. Because you and I, man, when it's money, man, we get, whoo, we get excited, jump for joy. We'll take a couple laps, you know. When somebody paid your rent or paid your car note, man, we'll get excited about that. Amen? Amen. Maybe it's just me. I don't. When I get my car note paid, I'll start running tomorrow. Amen. I won't stop till next week. Praise the Lord. But he blesses those that are givers. Give, listen, and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Scripture goes on to say, causing men to give into your bosom. So I go back to my story. I can remember when a man was here preaching. Curtis Benninghoff was his name. And man, he preached, and it was good. Dynamic Holy Ghost revival. Man, there was a lot of people. I baptized so many people up in that. Oh, look at that. I didn't even plan that. There used to be a baptistry right behind that screen. And now it's over here. But I baptized over 100 people, personally, myself. I did. It was great. But during that time, God began to move. People began to give, et cetera, et cetera. And I gave sacrificially money that I did not have, but I gave it. I was working construction, and I was making more money than I'd ever made in my life, and I didn't have a lot of bills, living in my own little apartment, and I gave more money than I needed to give because I didn't have it to give, but I gave it anyway. And God blessed me abundantly, and he truly blessed me with checks in the mail. That was before the old chant or whatever they say. Well, somebody called it online one time. Before the chant that we used to do when we prayed for our giving. It was before that was even a deal. It was truly checks in the mail. Checks that, cashier's checks that you don't have to have the money orders that you don't have to have a signature on them and all that good stuff. And I didn't know where it came from, but somebody blessed me. And I don't care if somebody knew about it. I don't care how it happened. I just know I got way more than I gave. That's happened to people in this room. I look across the congregation. I know that people that they know for a fact, because I was a giver and because I honored God in tithe and offering and sacrificial giving, I got a bonus and I got a raise when there was no possible way that we were going to get them this year in our company. Many of you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what God does. When we give, he's a blessing God. He talks to us that way a lot of times, and he can get our attention. And the way we need to respond, Brother Ronnie, is, man, we need to put our hands together. We need to say, thank you, Jesus, man. I'm excited about it. I'm blessed. Thank you for being a blessing God. And be overwhelmed about that. It's important to do so. He blesses a cheerful giver. A person would rather be 90 cents in my pocket and be blessed than have a dollar bill in my pocket and be cursed. Amen? I'd rather be jingling some change. I don't know about you, but I hate change in my pocket. I like it in my piggy bank at the house or in the drawer right inside the door. I like it there. I don't like it in my car console because you put a cup down and it'll fall over and you got stuff everywhere. Make you mad. But I'd rather have 90 cents in my cup holder than a dollar in my pocket and be cursed. Amen? And the reason why I say that is because I understand that I serve the blessing God. Amen? If I serve the blessing God and I understand how he blessed and the ways he blessed and he blesses financially, then I want to make sure that I am following the script according to God's word, the principle that's in God's word, to live a life that is blessed in every way. Amen? I know right now I'm talking about money, but all of the other things are of more importance than even that. Amen? I want to make sure I'm doing everything I need to do to make sure that I'm blessed. Amen. I'm almost done. Nurturing, holding on to, babying, caressing an ungodly lifestyle will make God refrain from blessing you. What do you mean, Pastor Darren? Put it in layman's terms. I thought that was. If there's any area, if you lie 5% of your life and the rest you tell the truth, you're nurturing That lying spirit, get rid of it. Amen? Amen? If you are faithful 99.9% of the time, but that 1.1% of the time you're unfaithful, you're nurturing an unfaithful spirit. Get rid of it and be 100% faithful. Amen? Praise God. We can't nurture that lifestyle of unfaithfulness. We can't nurture that ungodly lifestyle, things that are not pleasing to God, because it will refrain the hand of God from blessing you and me. Amen. Speaking of giving, that totally did not even intend to say this. Sincerely, it's not. I've got one paragraph about Joshua, and I'm going to read that in just a second. But speaking of giving, there are people in our midst that return tithe, but it's not really tithe. Does that make sense? They return a tithe. It's not even a tithe. They return an amount, but it's not the tithe. That's unpleasing to God. Amen? The Bible says the tithe is the Lord's. It's not ours anyway, so we're returning it back to him in the first place. And so that 10% is his. And so I got to give him 10%. I got to make sure that I give him that 10%. So it's not about, it doesn't matter if it's $100, doesn't matter if it's $50, whatever it is. We need to make sure that we are honoring God with our first fruit. And that would, some people do it unknowingly. Unknowingly. I really do believe that, because it's such a repetition. And I get a report and I can see that report. And I'm like, just to be honest, I've been like scratching my head. Like, wow. I don't know how they make it on that. The Bible says we have to honor God with our first fruits. And so if it's out of just, I don't know, then that's understandable. We can fix that by teaching and learning. But ladies and gentlemen, that's what we got to do. If it's unpleasing to God, then it's ungodly. Amen? And I don't want to unknowingly do something that's ungodly. And so what I've got to do is look at myself and evaluate myself, and don't live life, ignorance is bliss, and say, okay, let's evaluate every area of our life, because I want to live a life that is blessed by God. I want my children to be blessed. I want my home to be blessed. I want my finances to be blessed. I want my things to be blessed. I want my friends to be blessed. I want everything that I come in contact with to be blessed. So whatever I'm doing that could be contrary to God's will and God's ways, then I want to eliminate that. Amen? So I can be blessed. Amen. Joshua had an attitude about the people he was trying to lead, not pursuing the blessings of God, until one day he had a come to Jesus meeting and said in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether God, whether the gods of your fathers served, that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The last thing I want you to write down or type out in your phone, if you'll oblige me. Will I have the blessings of God? Will I have the blessings of God? As for me and my house, we are going to be very intentional about serving the Lord. If it's evil, I'm going to get rid of it. If it's ungodly, I'm not going to do it. Amen? If it's 0.1% unfaithful or wrong, then I'm going to rid myself of it. because I desire the blessings of God to be in my home, to be in my life. And let's not be selfish. I want to be in my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. And this is the deal. Can one bad apple mess everything up? Sure can. It sure can. One person that decides to do something wrong with the things that God destroyed and decides to go bury them in their tent, it can cause problems for everybody. And so, ladies and gentlemen, let's have brotherly love. Let's love one another. Let's bear one another's burdens. Let's hold each other accountable. Let's make sure that we look at each other and say, hey, man, we're in this together. Let's make sure we're doing everything we can do to please God. I'm not talking about policing each other. I'm talking about grabbing each other's hands and say, hey, let's fight the good fight of faith together. Let's move forward together. Let's worship the Lord together. Let's serve the Lord together. Let's do things right together so the blessings of God can be on our church and on our family. Somebody say amen. Amen. Answer that question this week. Will you have the blessings of God? Will you stand to your feet all across the building? Lord, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for your power and your spirit that rests in our lives. So, Lord, I'm asking right now that you would allow each of us to look deep into our hearts and our minds, oh God. Anything that's unpleasing to you, anything that doesn't put a smile on your face, oh Lord, let us as a people, as children of God, to, Lord, evaluate ourselves. Lord, let us give our lives, give our hearts, give our spirits, give our talents, oh Lord, to you. Lord, we want our ministries to be blessed. Lord, we want our homes to be blessed, our jobs. Lord, we want our friends to be blessed in the name of Jesus. Every one of our children, Lord, our wife, oh God, our husband, in the name of the Lord, we desire to be blessed. So let us evaluate ourselves, making sure, Lord, we are doing everything that you require us to do. Live how you require us to live a life that is blessed. In Jesus' name, and everyone say amen. 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 Greet one another. Come this weekend. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. God bless you, and we will see you.